It's 7:45 on a Thursday morning. Imagine Dragons fading into the background. You're tuned to 88FM. Belito's number one, coming to you live from the center of Belito. And streaming worldwide via our apps. Broadcasting locally on 88.0. And if you're in the traffic right now, stop the car. You're going to want to listen very, very closely to this next chat with my very special guest, Francois Schoeman, CEO of Zimbali Estate, and Butch James. Once upon a time, Butch carried us on his shoulders on the rugby field.
Very long ago.
Oh, yeah. Beloved. And now you're a golfing champion. Well, you were last year at the very exclusive Zimbali Estate Absa Supersport Shootout. And you and Skalkberger took the title there last year. We're hoping that you're going to do it again this year. We're going to find out from you what your secrets might be. But welcome to you both, guys. And possibly let's get into the conversation by discussing, well, Zimbali Estate. I mean, gosh, Francois, you took over the reins fairly recently, and the estate continues to shoot the lights out. It's once again hosting this very high-profile event for the third year running. What does that say to you about the estate's prestige and sustainability as a venue for the Absa Supersport Shootout?
I could probably just summarize in the word of excellence. Obviously, we're trying to draw talent and business and sport and bring everyone together in pristine conditions and a estate that really strives for luxury. It's an obvious choice, and we're so privileged to have the event back, and we're looking to host it for another 2 years after this. So hopefully we can have the longest lasting hosting privilege of this event, and we'll just build it from there. And it's such fun. All the viewers enjoy it, the players enjoy it, and it's an absolute privilege.
Interesting you talk about the luxury. You also are extraordinary in the sense that as an eco-estate, there are many eco-estates that pay lip service to the term eco-estate, but Zimbali Estate, well, you've just released the conservation milestones. The eco-credentials speak for themselves. But how important is it to understand that the ethos at Zimbali hasn't wavered? It is still exceptional in terms of creating an environment for all to thrive in, and the wild creatures particularly special. And I would imagine a golfing event in that kind of environment must add something to it. Huh?
Absolutely. We like to talk about opulence grounded in nature. It's about 450 hectares of pristine coastline forest, and we've got multiple protected species. I think the Belito regional especially know our crown eagles that are often sighted, and it's just a beautiful environment to actually immerse yourself into. So you immediately calm down. It does help with the nerves on the first tee box if the camera is rolling, but also it does have its detrimental side to the golf if you go off the fairway. But yes, it's such an important pillar for Zimbali Estate, and finding that balance between luxury living and your lifestyle and nature, I believe we've been successful in it. And we'll keep building on it. And like you say, it's not just lip service. We actually protect the species and invest large amount of time and money into making sure that we're sustainable long term, and that creates value in the long term also for the property owners.
Now, Butch, let's turn to you. You're back again this year. Last year, you had huge success on the golf course. And what sets the Absa Supersport Shootout experience apart from other golfing tournaments? Because I believe you are no stranger to these things.
Yeah, I've been fortunate to play quite a number of Super Sport Shootouts. I think that the thing that sets it apart is there's actually quite a few things. I think, first of all, when you arrive there on the Friday, you walk into this massive hall, and it's almost like a Reggie's Dash. I don't know if you remember watching that, where you, whatever you can fit into your trolley, you can take. You know, I mean, they absolutely spoil every golfer that attends the event. You get to stay at these beautiful golf courses right here on our doorstep. Of obviously, Zimbali Estate is hosting this weekend. And then the best thing for me, and what really makes the whole shootout, is the camaraderie, the people that attend. 80% of the people that attend normally are there every year, and just to rekindle those friendships and see the guys, it's when we do see each other, it's like we just saw them yesterday, you know. So that's a real special part of it, and then obviously you get to meet some new friends as well. So
and there's some really big names playing in the event this year. We'll get onto that in just a sec, but for those that are unfamiliar with the format of the tournament, can you take us through it? What is it about?
Yeah, there's actually three competitions running all at once. You also allocated a partner where the two of you compete in the bettable competition, and then there's also individual competition. So while you're playing, there are three competitions running at once. So it might sound confusing, but luckily you do have a scoring app called, I think, a Score Capture, and it's pretty easy. It's like a cell phone. You just put in whatever you shot on that hole, and they do the rest for you. So it doesn't end up being too confusing, but a lot of fun.
Now, getting back to the names, the players, the participants for this year, Francois, can you give us a hint as to some of the celebs that might be spotted in the Belito region as they approach the competition this weekend and hopefully spend a little bit of time wandering around Belito and enjoying what there is to enjoy, because there's so much?
Well, we're going to try and keep them entertained on Zimbalia State as much as possible, but if they get lost over a long evening of enjoyful celebration, I would say. All the key names are there from all the sporting eras of the past. I think last year we were privileged. I think we had an excess of 20 Springboks, ex and current Springboks, on site. Cricket players, Protea players. I'm sure Gipsy will always make an appearance. Yeah. Pat Lambie, a local boy, he's also playing. Obviously, Butcher's there to defend his title with Skala. Skalk Brits coming through. What a personality. Always lights up the screen. And then who can forget all the forwards from 2007? Those guys never miss a shootout. So I think all the big names are here.
Yeah. And also a lot of our sporting heroes when we were young, you know, like Anil Tovey, Mark Williams when they won the CAF Cup. So, yeah.
That's a big event.
There's just a lot of guys running around, a lot of guys that bring the geest, like Francois mentioned, like a Skalk Brits. But it's really, really good to be there. Also, the single individual sportsman, like Oscar Chalupski, he'll be there now again this weekend, and he's really competitive. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
There's also a very important charity component to the event. Can you tell us about that?
I think over the lifetime of the tournament, more than 30 million rand has already been raised for charity. There's always a gala dinner on the last evening, and it's based on an auction. And that's where all the business leaders and the sport players actually come together in auctioning up various items which they sponsor themselves sometimes and make available, being VIPs or being in the position to do so. And then there's multiple items being auctioned up, and all the proceeds go towards charity. And we also support local charities, so it will be charities in the local region. So we're trying to uplift the local area and make an impact, and not just keep all the enjoyment in the room there, but actually make an impact. And year on year, hopefully keeping this event in the local region will not only uplift obviously the developments and the golfing experience in Belito as a region, but the other individuals that need to truly benefit from these events are those charity organizations. I think last year we raised more than 1 million rand on the gala dinner, and hopefully we keep building on that year on year.
Yeah, it's a perfect combo. I mean, you come to the event, you get absolutely spoiled, you get to play golf, you have a good time, and at the end of it, you've also raised some money. So I think it's a perfect combo.
And Butch, what are you most looking forward to this weekend?
I'm most looking forward to seeing the familiar faces. I think I've been to a few shootouts where it's been rained out a few of the days, and it doesn't change the atmosphere and the energy in the room because of the camaraderie and friendships that's been built over the years. So I'm really looking forward to seeing some familiar faces that I haven't seen for a while.
And as a sort of final parting word, Francois, if you were to just grab one word to encapsulate what no doubt is going to be a sensational event, what would it be?
I must say it is camaraderie, like Butch says. The getting together, the laughing, the jokes, the side jokes and bets, it's an absolute joy to participate in, but I think it's also enjoyment to watch. So I encourage viewers to get on the TV, switch on, and have a look at how we're having fun but raising money for charity, and maybe come pop by in the facilities and view the facilities if you're in the region. It's a privilege to be in a region that's so opulent in what we offer. So let's just enjoy it and also welcome these guests. They're very friendly, so don't be afraid of them. Walk up to them, shake their hand, get a handshake and a signature. They're all very nice guys.
Maybe not after a bad shot.
Well, there it is, ahead of the Zimbali Estate and ABSA Supersport Shootout 2025. My very special guest in the studio, Francois Schumann, CEO of Zimbali Estate, and Butch James, sports personality and a hell of a nice all-round good guy. Guys, thanks for joining me on The Morning Show.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And The Morning Show continues.